is Party Line on WILO at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, WILO, your home for classic hits. It's the Party Line. Todd Berryman sitting in this morning. I believe Melissa Miller is going to be on board with us here in just a couple of minutes. Thank you for tuning in. I know you're expecting Kevin Keith, the magical golden throat of the WILO Party Line. He is enjoying a couple of vacation days, so we'll catch up with him when he gets back. I needed a typewriter sound effect there, and I forgot to give you one, Dennis. I'm sorry. It would be the perfect "What I Did on My Summer Vacation."
Summer vaccination.
Which, incidentally, speaking of summer vaccination, did you hear that there's a concern that in the UK that polio may be coming back?
I read that.
That is horrifying to me. I'm old enough to remember, and I'm sure you've seen it, the Waltons episode where one of them gets laid up with polio, and then the next week they're magically cured. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
I want to say thank you to our Party Line sponsors. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan and State Farm are there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now, and 24-7 at welovebigdeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Welty Cuts Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Blevins Insurance, and also Vierks Fine Jewelry. Melissa, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Go to the principal's office.
Yeah, well.
She had stuff.
I'm working on other projects.
Do.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm playing Kevin, whether I like it or not. So.
You're more attractive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I have all my hair.
I'm just saying, between the two of you, you're the easier one on the eye. Sorry, Kevin. Sorry. Love you, but...
Like I said, at least I have all my hair.
Yes, this is true. So. Also want to say a very quick thank you to our HoosierLandTV.com sponsors who help bring you the coverage on video. Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Blackhawk Winery, Pro Bike Computers, 51 West Event Center. Also, a big thank you to Minute Print It, our friends at BCS in Michigan Town, Albiques and Flora, which is one of our two newest participants in HoosierLandTV.com, and also Genda Funeral Home, who just jumped on board a week or so ago. Thank you, everybody, for helping us bring the video version of this coverage as well. So, Rich Kelly supposedly might be the guest.
Honestly, he just dinged my phone, and he will be calling in at 9 o'clock.
Okay, so...
we'll be speaking with Sheriff Rich Kelly here at 9 o'clock today.
Okay, good. So, evidently, the situation with the fugitive may not have had some bearing on this.
Well, no, and I'm sure Rich will... fill us in more on what he can speak about. You know, mm-hmm. It is an active situation, so what he's going to be able to tell us is going to be limited, but that's understandable.
And for those of you who have been under a rock and do not know what this is, there is an active fugitive situation right now with Matthew John Gilbert of Kirkland. We have the specifics at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, but the thrust of it is he's considered armed and dangerous. And if you have any information about his whereabouts, they want you to contact Clinton County Central Dispatch. They say if you encounter this person, call 911 immediately. Do not approach. The dangerous black bear should not be taunted. It just seems like good advice, even in non-fugitive situations.
I don't think
situations.
We have black bears around here, but, you know. Leastwise, I haven't seen any, but, you know, never say never.
Well,
we got cougars.
We didn't back in my home area, Pekin, Indiana, Washington County, population, who cares? but I remember that we started to see black bears. There was a picture that somebody took at the bridge that was literally next door to the house that I grew up in. And there was a black bear on the bridge. And it's like, black bears shouldn't be here. And yet there was one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, they migrate north. So.
Yeah. And today is take your dog to work day, the Friday after Father's Day. So if you have not already landed at work, round up your Morkie. Round up your Chihuahua. Also, National Pralines Day. Have you ever had a good New Orleans brown sugar praline?
No, I'm not a praline fan.
Oh,
Melissa. I know. I catch all kinds of crap from you guys because I just don't like that stuff.
Dennis, how about you? You look fit and trim. I don't think pralines are in your...
Oh, I love pralines. Don't get me started.
Those brown sugar cream, I can't even remember the name of the place that makes them in New Orleans. There's a bunch of them, but there's one very specific one where you're like, not a dessert person so much?
Not really, no. Chocolate, that's about it.
They have chocolate pralines.
I know.
Yeah.
But I just like plain chocolate.
Yeah, can't win them all.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Leon Day. You familiar with Leon Day?
No.
6 months from Christmas. Leon is Noel backwards.
Okay.
So if somebody says Happy Leon Day to you tomorrow, you're like, Leon Day. Tomorrow is also Color TV Day. That day in 1951, 4:35 in the afternoon, CBS made the very first color television broadcast, an hour-long variety show. Nobody could watch it in color, but it was broadcast in color, so, you know, baby steps. Well, the patient died, but the operation was a success.
I'm sure somebody had a color TV out there. Of course, the execs probably had one, but that's about it, because nobody else could afford one.
Uh-huh.
Not that many, in 51, not that many households had black and white ones.
It was probably the equivalent of a few thousand dollars, and it only weighed 5,000 pounds.
So it was an hour variety show. Was it Milton Berle, or was it something else? Or does it say?
This doesn't specify. 51 could have been Milton Berle, I guess.
Well,
now that I think
Milton
about it.
Berle, who else was on the air 51.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Phil
Silvers?
Phil Silvers, yeah.
Yeah,
He had a variety show about then, too.
That could be him.
Jackie
Gleason, I think, was active around then.
Yeah.
So that could
be
him.
The Honeymooners.
See, now I'm going to have to go dig this up at some point.
I know.
Probably not during the show.
Yeah, we just... just piqued your curiosity just enough that now you're going to have to,
Tomorrow is also Global Beatles Day, which is the 55th anniversary of the Our World broadcast that was done satellite worldwide, and it was when they did the debut of All You Need Is Love.
Right.
National Strawberry Parfait Day tomorrow, but Melissa doesn't care because she doesn't like dessert, so let's just move on.
No.
Also tomorrow is Summer's Giving, which may be more up your alley. It was developed by some people in 2009, a bunch of friends who needed a good excuse to barbecue, and they barbecued an entire turkey. Summer's Giving.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do something during the summer besides 4th of July.
Honestly, I don't know. Izzy, do you know about this?
I told him to. Now, whether he's going to or not, I don't know. So, Russell, if you're listening,
I thought that was him on the line. Guess not.
I don't know. Ken's talking to somebody right now, so we'll see.
So I guess we'll also mention Sunday is National Barcode Day, the anniversary in 1974 of the very first barcodes being developed. It took a few years for the rest of the culture to catch up, but it was a... 10-pack of Juicy Fruit gum was the very first thing purchased using a barcode.
Did you touch in on the weather this morning?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Well, not just now, but please.
Okay.
I'm just
checking. So, I mean, I know I put you on the spot and told you not to leave because I knew I was going to be running around backstage,
so,
I guess.
So
if
you want to touch on the weather real quick, and then we'll get Russ.
Hello.
Are we there?
Yeah,
there we go.
Hey, Russ.
All right,
Russ. I'm gonna hit the weather here real quick, and then we'll get to.
I would love to know what the weather is for this weekend.
Yeah, sunny today. High of 88. Tonight it's gonna be mostly clear with a low of 63. Saturday sunny with a high of 90. Wow, we're gonna heat up again. Saturday night, chance of showers 50%. It's upped a little bit. It was 40% yesterday, so keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get some of that rain to come in. A low around 71. Sunday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning hours. Partly sunny, a little bit cooler, 84. So, you know, we'll see how the weekend runs. But you've got a lot going on. That's the reason why I wanted you to call in this morning. So why don't you tell our listeners about everything?
Yeah, we have a couple things going on that might make the day for some moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and the kids. We have tomorrow, starting at 8 o'clock, less than 24 hours from now. At 8 o'clock, it's the Flora Aero Days. And every year, Flora Airport likes to do something like this if they can. I'm on the board of directors for the Flora Airport. And it's just a nice turf runway, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout of pilots and introducing junior flyers and a plane demonstration. They're taking a plane and tearing it apart. So if you can imagine buying an airplane, and then you deconstruct the airplane is what they're doing. And they have a youth club doing that. At least they're working on that. And barbecue, you know, Albecues, that you know about him, don't you, Todd?
Todd's kind of working on an engineering problem right at the moment, so he's not where he can answer you.
I think
that's
his account, and I think Albecues is going to. I know that they're going to be catering there at Flora Aero Days. Again, that's between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tomorrow.
And that's a great program for kids. That is so.
Yeah, that's cool. Taking an airplane apart, you can discover all kinds of things when you
right.
take stuff apart. I had a neighbor here many, many years ago. He loved to tear my stuff apart. I think we had a garage door opener or something, and he tore that apart. And sometimes he actually got it back together again.
Well, that's the ultimate. That's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, sometimes he didn't. So if I had a problem and I kind of didn't care whether he'd fix it or not, you know, I'd say, hey, Errol, you wanna take this? You wanna try to fix this? Oh yeah. So and sometimes he would fix it. It was amazing.
You got something else going on too, don't you? Kind of a busy weekend for you.
Sure. Prairie Grass Observatory out at Camp Column. We have an open house starting at 9:30. By the way, it's not daylight saving time; it's astronomy killing time because it doesn't get dark till about sunsets at 9:15, so it doesn't get dark till, you know, 10 or so. But the planets are doing interesting things, and but that's going to be Saturday also, the 25th, out of Camp Column. It's planets and stargazing time. So.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this month a good time to see like four or five planets?
Yes, and I have to admit, I haven't looked into the time that happens. I thought that Saturn and Jupiter were a little bit later in the evening, but I'll have to check on that. Because,
yeah, I'm going through my messages now because I actually saw an article on that, and
yeah,
I sent
did
too. It.
Five planets in alignment, first time since 18 something.
Okay, here, yeah, I didn't. I don't have the whole article pulled up, but I do have. It says throughout this month, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are sequentially aligned and visible at dawn.
Yeah, see, at dawn. See, that's
yeah.
So that's not going to be visible. I'm not going to stay out there till dawn. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I understand.
I'm dedicated and devoted, but I'm not going to stay out there till dawn. Sorry about that.
And says it hasn't happened since 2004.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I actually saw that article, and I hurriedly sent it to my grandson because he loves astronomy.
Here's a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Why is it that the Moon, Saturn, Venus, Mercury, Mars, why is it that they're all then in one straight line? Do you know the answer to that?
No, I don't.
I mean, if you just stop and think about it, that is interesting that they're all in one line, and I can tell you why.
Okay.
It's because the whole solar system is on basically a plane.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
We're like a pancake, and it's that pancake that makes them all, you know, line up in that pancake shape. A straight line, like a pancake. You just tilt it, and boom, there's your line right there.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. It says. That it will not happen again until 2040. So
uh-huh.
If you got the opportunity to get out there, and they say you can actually see it with binoculars. You don't necessarily have to have a telescope.
I got another trivia question for you.
Okay.
You've taken a ride in a commercial jet, right?
Right.
And you know when you take off, all the clouds are at the same level, right? When you take off, and if it's sort of a partly cloudy day, and you take off, and as the jet goes through, all the clouds line up at the same elevation. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah, when you get above the clouds.
Do you know why that is?
I would assume it's because of the atmosphere and the pressure.
No. Temperature. The dew point is at, say, a certain degree. And the bottom of those clouds are all at a certain temperature. And if the temperature changes, that cloud level would change. Dew
right.
point. It's all about the dew point.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Russ, I'm going to have to let you go. We got Elaine waiting in on deck from Mel's Starlight Drive-In.
Oh, yeah, very good, very good. We'll see what's playing at Mel's between 11 and Frankfurt. That'd
right,
be great.
Exactly.
We appreciate working with her.
And I appreciate you calling in so you could give a little more information on what's going on this weekend.
Excellent. Okay, take care.
You too. On deck, we've got Elaine from Mel's Starlight Drive-In out, I'm going to say Mechanicsburg, because that's what it is to me. And Elaine, thank you for calling in, and are you prepared for this weekend's crowd?
Yes, I think we are. We're looking forward to it.
And the movies, again, that are playing this weekend?
Lightyear, rated PG. And the Bob's Burgers movie, rated PG-13.
I think it was definitely an interesting combination of movies, but for the most part, family friendly, like you said, PG-13 on Bob's Burgers. But I think if there's anything that would go over the head of a younger kid, it's pretty much just going to go over their head. So it's not quite as big a deal. But
yeah.
I know we've talked a little bit about what all it takes for you guys to get prepped and ready to go. Did you get your mowing done?
Yes, we have got the mowing done.
Yeah, hopefully you got it done when it was cooler, at least, in the morning hours.
It's kind of hard these days to get it done when it's cool, but it is done, so.
So far, you guys have been open for the season. How have the crowds been?
It's been pretty good. Maybe not quite pre-pandemic, but it's been better than it was last year.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think it'll continue to grow with a lot of still Little League and all that kind of stuff still going on too. But I think your crowd will continue to grow. And why don't you remind our listeners what it costs to come to see the show, and then also, you know, like what you've got at the concession stands and things.
It's $25 for the carload to get in, and you can get as many people in your vehicle as possible, and you get to watch two new movies for that price. And then at the stand, we have all kinds of things. We've got hamburgers that we grill out on the grill, and hot dogs, pulled pork barbecue sandwiches, nachos and popcorn, candies, ice creams, so a whole slew of things.
Yeah, so basically you can go out there and you can feed the family and then watch the movie.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about going through the drive-thru, because you guys have got it taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you guys usually book on Monday for that coming weekend. Or is there anything that you guys are looking at as far as new releases and stuff that are going to be coming down the pipeline for you?
We are hoping to be able to start Thor, Love and Thunder, in a couple of weeks. Yeah, we do book on Mondays, so we just kind of have to play it by week to week on how the crowds are and if we hold movies over.
Right. Well, hopefully with the having the family movies, I know Top Gun was probably really good for you guys.
Yes, it did well. It did.
And then with this one being the family movies coming in, I think Lightyear, especially Bob's Burgers, is going to be a one of those things that's going to be a particular crowd. But I think Lightyear is going to be huge, and hopefully it's huge for you guys as well.
Yeah, we're hoping that people will come out and get to enjoy it.
Anything that you want to tell our listeners before we let you go? Because I know you got to get prepared and ready for the crowd to come in this evening.
Oh, just make your plans to come out and join us. It looks like a good weekend without any rain, and you can play some frisbee or catch before the movie start, and we look forward to serving you.
Well, Elaine, I thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it, and you giving us updates on the movies and letting us know what's going on out there at the Mel's Starlight Drive-In, and thank you, and we look forward to talking to you on Wednesday.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Melissa, I didn't have my headphones on. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, you were troubleshooting, putting out fires.
I missed a lot.
Mel's Starlight Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
They are having Lightyear this weekend.
Oh, it was in Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, the new Lightyear movie from Pixar that's coming out, or is out now. They're having that, and Bob's Burgers. That's the doubleheader.
I can see why that you'd be concerned about it being a little racy.
Bob's Burgers, PG-13. It's not really racy. It is more confusing than anything.
Point taken.
You got to admit, it's a little off the wall. But
and I really didn't get to hear much from Russ other than hello. So.
He's got a lot going on. He's got the fly-in thing going on at Flora where they're working with kids, and the kids will actually take apart an airplane. Take it apart and see how the mechanics.
Oh,
of
they're
it
supposed
and
to do this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No. This is actually for them to learn.
Okay.
And,
good.
That's going on, and they've got other activities going on up there at Flora.
And
at the airport up there,
and what day is that going to be on?
That's Saturday.
And okay. Then, so Saturday. So so after the kids get done, take them out for National Strawberry Parfait Day.
And then head out to Camp Cullum. Mm-hmm. For the star, they're having an open house for the, I just went blank. The prairie
it's okay, we're all under pressure.
At the prairie grass, yeah, it's a little weird in here this week, and we've had some, technical issues.
I don't want to say the learning curve is steep.
Yeah.
But right now we're talking about basically a 90-degree angle in San Francisco, and we're in a VW bug with fuel injection problems.
Yeah.
But it's steep.
Yeah, exactly.
We are finding our way.
Yeah, we are. We've had some technical issues, and we're working through them, and
it will eventually be magical.
Yeah, it will. You run into that when you're dealing with new programming and everything, and that's just part of it. And we're getting those bugs worked out. But yeah, it's like the stargazing party they're going to be having out at Camp Cullum. And that's always pretty cool. So
yeah, I didn't get to hear him talk about it, but I believe the five planets were aligned perfectly last night and today, basically.
It's actually for this whole month. And excuse me, I had sent it to my grandson because he's into astronomy. And throughout this whole month, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are aligned, and you can actually see them at dawn. And they say that you can see them with a simple pair of binoculars. You don't necessarily have to have a telescope to see it.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Naked eye, it's like five dots or something.
I know we've got some, partly sunny skies tomorrow. It's supposed to be mostly sunny, so I'm kind of hoping maybe I can catch it before the clouds roll in.
I meant to this morning, but I was distracted by driving.
I thought I saw it this morning. Well, yeah, you got here before it was daylight.
Right.
I walked out the door just as the sun was starting to crack the sky.
I was beating down those computer problems before the sun even thought about showing its face this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Which incidentally, thinking of before we go to our commercial break here in a second, science news. Have you heard about this thing, Amazon developing Alexa, so that it will speak in your deceased relative's voice?
I saw that, and I thought, that's just too creepy. I would love to hear my mother's voice again, but...
But do you want to hear it like this?
Yeah, not like that, no.
I think this is probably an offshoot of that technology they used for Roger Ebert when he had some sort of mouth cancer of some kind or another.
Right, yeah.
And they went back and they went to all of his old sneak previews episodes and Siskel and Ebert at the movies and all this other media stuff he did. And then they basically compiled a library so he could type.
So that he could type it in and it would be
I
in
love
his
you
voice.
And it would say. But it was, you know, so it was kind of sweet on its surface, but it was also like, I love you.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite.
Yeah. Yeah, the computer part of it, they couldn't quite get it. It just didn't want to mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I can see it, but I don't think I would be one to participate with
me
it.
Me either.
Whatsoever.
Plus, knowing my tendency to occasionally stumble on the air, which is to say a lot, if they were to use that, if they were to use that technology on me, they would end up with, you know, just horrible combinations of words. So, if my lovely wife Erin, who's listening this morning, hi Erin, if you get the bright idea, dear, to have my voice appear on Alexa after I'm dead and gone, brace yourself because it's going to be the biggest cluster of. Of just awful. So.
All right. I think we're going to go ahead and go to break real quick. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Rich will, Sheriff Rich Kelly will be calling in here anytime. In fact, he might actually be on the phone right now. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more Party Line.
WILO.
This is WILO Frankfort.